to believe it. Amen. And turn in your Bibles. We're going to put up in the Amplified again today, and I'm going to talk about favor a little bit more, kind of explore that, because I want you to get this in your spirit, that you are favored, amen, because of Jesus Christ. His grace rests upon your life. Grace is God's unmerited favor towards us. Amen. John 1, 5, 17, 15 through 17, 15 through 17 out of the Amplified. Let's look at this. Praise God. John 1, 15 through 17 out of the Amplified. John testified about him and cried out, "This was he whom I said, he who comes after me has priority over me, for he was before me. He takes rank above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief." I love that. "For out of his fullness, abundance, we have some received." Two or three. All. The Greek word for all is all. Amen. I just wanted to test you guys this morning. We've all received, all had a share, and we're all supplied with one grace, one favor after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor on favor, and gift, what? Heaped upon gift. Man, that is just wonderful. "For while the law was given through Moses, grace, unearned, undeserved favor and spiritual blessings and truth came through" who? Jesus Christ. Hold up your Bibles this morning. Say it like you mean it. "This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen." Turn to somebody and say, "Extraordinary favors on you. Believe it and receive it." Amen. Praise God. Last week, if you remember, we talked about Joseph a little bit and how that God's favor was on Joseph. Even as a slave, God saw him with favor. Praise God. And that favor elevated him from a pit to the palace. In second command over all of Egypt, God has favor on your life. This is the year of favor. God is going to raise you up in extraordinary positions to be a blessing to many. Amen. And so we want to receive, I don't know about you, but I want everything that God and the Word says that He has for me. I don't want to leave anything out, man. I want the whole enchilada. That's a Mexican word. That's a Spanish word. I learned a Spanish word, taco, burrito, enchilada. Hallelujah. I'm doing good. Amen. So here John bore witness of Jesus, and he acknowledged that Jesus came after him, but ranked higher in priority because he existed before John. Moses gave the law, but undeserved favor and spiritual blessings came through Jesus Christ. The law was put in place, and to live up to the law, you had to put forth effort. Jesus came, fulfilled the law, and now that the law has been fulfilled, we rest in the unmerited favor that Christ has provided for us. God gifted us with grace through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So therefore, when we receive Christ into our life, it means we receive His favor into our life. Hallelujah. And when Jesus announced, when his birth was announced to Mary, he told her, let's look at Luke 1:27-32. I just want you to get this morning. Luke 1:27-32. Look what the angel said to her. "To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in," let's put it up in the Amplified. Can we get that up in the Amplified there, my brother? You're so good to me, man. I'm telling you. Thank you. "To a girl, never having been married, a virgin engaged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Hail, O favored one, endued with grace.'" Turn to somebody and say, "That's you." Amen. "The Lord is with you. Blessed, favored of God are you before all other women." But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he said, and kept revolving in her mind what such a greeting might mean. Wow, go on down. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace, free, spontaneous, absolute favor," and woo, absolute favor. Church, you've got to believe that in order to receive it. Amen. God has absolute favor, nothing but loving kindness towards you. His wrath has been abolished by Jesus Christ. Amen. He is no longer mad at you, but he's madly in love with you. And as you understand that revelation of God's love, his favor just operates naturally out of your life. Hallelujah. With God. And listen, you will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great, eminent, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his forefather David. Hallelujah. God's favor is spontaneous upon you and upon us. Hallelujah. And you are a preferred one. You are preferred, man. Hallelujah. Look at Daniel 1:9. I want to look at his life just a moment. How many love the book of Daniel? How many have read the book of Daniel? Some of it's very hard to understand, but I want to look at an Old Testament example of God's favor on someone. And there was a great example in David. We're just going to put this up in the King James, brother. You can just put that up in there, so don't worry about the Amplified there. And but that's good too. So now God had brought Daniel into what? Into favor. God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. God positioned Daniel, brought him into a place of favor. This is in the old covenant. And then we understand the story of Daniel and how he interpreted the dream, and God raised him up, put him in a position there. But I want you to look at Daniel chapter 6, and we're going to look in verse 15. How many know the story and heard the story as a child about Daniel in the lion's den? And God was with Daniel. We're going to look at that just a moment today, because God is with you. And no matter what you face, you have to understand God's favor is with you even in adverse circumstances. God's able to bring you out. Why? Because God's favor is upon you, because you believe it, you receive it, you know it, you have an inheritance with it, and it's all because of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is old covenant. We are living in new covenant. Praise God. The Spirit of God would come up on them at that time. Now the Spirit of God is within you, in your spirit, in your born-again spirit. Amen. Never leaving you, never forsaking you. So people get jealous when they see favor upon you. Actually, you know, we are supposed to provoke the Jewish nation to jealousy because of the favor of God that rests upon us. So when people get jealous of you, don't get an air about you. Walk humbly before the Lord. When God is blessing you with favor, continue to walk humbly before the Lord. Continue, listen to me, to give God the credit and the glory. Don't take it upon yourself, because we live in a nation that always takes this self-effort attitude. No, favor comes to those who rest in his grace and trust in him and are quick to give God the honor for everything that shows up in your life of God's favor. When you go to Walmart and get a parking place right up front like I did the other day, you thank God for favor. My wife hates going to Walmart. Any other ladies hate going to Walmart? My wife hates going to Walmart, man. You know, but we got there and we showed up and I parked. I let her off at the door because it was cold. And God gave me a parking place right up front. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Favor on my life. Don't forget to thank God for the little things that show up in your life. Amen. And celebrate those victories. Are you listening to me? Celebrate the goodness of God in your life. Celebrate the small things in your life. Too many times we want to celebrate the large victories. Celebrate the small victories. Amen. Because those small victories lead to greater victory. Hallelujah. I love it. Then these men who were jealous of Daniel, because they saw God upon him and the wisdom that he had, approached the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree of statute which the king established may be changed." So no, nothing that the king established back then could be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God whom you serve, continue, he will deliver for you." They brought up this decree that anyone that prayed except to this king would be thrown into a lion's den. But Daniel, being faithful that he was, continued his prayer. They found him, and they said, "Hey, we found him. He's praying against this decree." And the king had nothing else to do, could not go against that, but put him in the den of lions. "Your God whom you serve continually, he will" what? "He will deliver you." I don't know where you are right now, but I want to tell you, God's got deliverance for you. You don't have to stay in that place forever. God wants you out of that place. And listen what's going on. So then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. Does that sound like something, by the way? I believe this is a prophetic picture of what Christ did for us. Amen. That he died and he went into the lion's den. And he delivered the captive. He set the captives free by resurrecting from the dead. So here's Daniel in this hungry group of lions. The stone is put forth. The mouth is there, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his Lord, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his own palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his slept went before him. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. Next verse. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel, lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions?" And Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they had no hurt on me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." And that's why the power of righteousness in your life through Jesus Christ has placed you in the position of favor with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the only thing the devil can do anymore is just roar. That's all he can do, because Jesus pulled his teeth 2,000 years ago. Amen. He's not very good at gumming either, by the way. Amen. He shut him because I believe he just rested in God's grace and integrity of his righteousness. And because he was in that position, amen, God has placed him there, and God has placed you in a position even better. No matter what attack you may come from the enemy, I want to tell you, you're going to come out victorious. Hallelujah. Because God's favor and grace and blood is upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise this morning. Do you believe that today? Amen. Turn to somebody and say, "You know what? I am victorious no matter what goes on in my life. No matter what's going on, God has made me victorious in him because of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. And that's who I am in Christ right now. I am the victorious one in Jesus Christ. We are not sufficient in our own sufficiency, but our sufficiency is from God. Look at 2 Corinthians 3, 5, and 6. We're going to put this back up in the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 3, 5, and 6 in the Amplified. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere today, so just hang in there with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, not that we are fit, qualified, or sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgments or to claim or count anything as coming from us, but our power, ability, and sufficiency are from where? Are from God. That's what favor does. Favor elevates you above those that may be more educated than you. Favor puts you in a position over above those that may be more skilled than you. Favor doesn't do anything but give you the advantage to wherever you may be going. Hallelujah. Because God is with you. You may say, "I don't have the skills, I don't have the knowledge," but favor comes in and lifts you above all those things. Are you listening to me? Amen? So go on, next verse. Amen. It is He who has qualified us, making us to be fit and worthy and sufficient as ministers and dispensers of the new covenant of salvation through Christ. Not ministers of the letter of the legal written code, but of what? But of the Spirit, for the code of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit does what? It makes alive. God has given that to you. God has qualified. God has given that to you. God has shared that with you and has made you a partaker of His divine favor. He who is the one who calls us out of situation and circumstances, even regardless of our own plans or calculations. God is able to bring us out. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 5, verse 2 through 9. John chapter 5, verse 2 through 9. I want to show God's favor upon someone this today. Now there is in Jerusalem a pool near the sheep gate. Notice it was at the sheep gate. The sheep gate is where they brought the sheep in to sacrifice. So it's a reminder of them of the sacrifice of the atonement. This pool in the Hebrew tongue is called Bethesda, having five porches or alcoves or colonnades or doorways. In these lay a great number of sick folks, some blind, some crippled, and some paralyzed, shriveled up, waiting for the bubbling up of the water. For an angel of the Lord went down in an appointed season into the pool and moved and stirred up the water. Whoever the first after the stirring up of the water stepped in was cured of whatever disease with which he was afflicted. Next verse. There was a certain man, everybody say a certain man, who was there who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for how long? 38 years is a long time. 38 years is a long time to suffer with anything. I want to declare this morning, God wants you healed in spite of what your circumstances may look like. God's favor is upon you to bring healing into your life. God desires you to be made whole in every area of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The power of the Lord is present to heal them. Hallelujah. He is here this morning. He desires you to be healed. And this man was there for 38 years. Can you imagine the position of his faith was at that point? I imagine it wasn't too high. But Jesus makes all the difference. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus makes all the difference. When Jesus noticed him lying there helpless, without strength, without ability, without anyone, knowing that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, do you want to become well? What an interesting question. Do you want to become well? Wouldn't you think that guy would? Yeah, right, absolutely. All of us most. But you know what? A lot of people, when they're in that position, they've come so accustomed to that position. They've come so accustomed to living with what they're living with that they're not for sure if they even can be healed. But I want to declare to you, God has healing for you. No matter what condition you are this morning, no matter where you are, God's favor on your life, and because of Jesus and grace in your life, you receive your healing today. He said to him, do you want to be healed? And the invalid answered, sir, I have nobody. He didn't say yes, but he was depending on somebody. He said, sir, I have nobody when the water is moving to put me into the pool, but while I'm trying to come into it myself, somebody else steps down ahead of me and he begins to make an excuse. Jesus said to him, get up. I love when Christ prays. It's so powerful. You realize, you know, when we pray trying to get God to do something, and God said, I've already done it. Just command what I've already given you. Jesus said, just what?
Get up.
Just get up. Hallelujah. Just get up. Pick up your bed. He didn't want him going back to that place. Make up your bed. When you get up, make up your bed, folks. When you get up, when God does something in your body, when God heals you, don't go back. Don't leave a place to go back to that place. Hello? Get up. Get up. Instantly, the man became well and recovered his strength, picked up his bed and walked. But that happened on the Sabbath. The law is there present when this man's being healed. He pointed it out. It happened on the Sabbath. Nothing was to take place on the Sabbath. You couldn't make your bed on the Sabbath. If you were, you were breaking the law. You were breaking the law. Look at Mark 2:27. Mark 2:27. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made on account for the sake of man, not man for the Sabbath. Wow. There is a whole denomination of people, Christians, that still hold the Sabbath as the day of rest, and they do nothing. And if you do, you sin, you break it. You've broken the Sabbath, you've sinned, you repent. Listen, the Sabbath was not made to be kept. The Sabbath was not made for man to be kept. It was made for men himself to rest. Y'all didn't get that. Can you put this up in a different translation? Try the New American Standard, if you would. And Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made on account. Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for... God made man for the Sabbath and not for man to keep the Sabbath or for the law to be there. Y'all get this? Y'all understand what I'm trying to say there? Amen. God gave it for people to rest. Amen. When God created all the world, the Bible said he finished and then he rested. He was done with his labor. And what God was saying is we need to be done with our labor and rest in the finished work of Jesus. The whole picture of the Sabbath is our rest that God has for us in Jesus Christ. When we're working and stressing, God is resting. When we're resting, God is working on our behalf. Amen. We weren't made to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man to rest. Amen. It's that picture of our rest that we now have in Jesus Christ. Jesus has made us righteous. Look at Proverbs 14:9. Fools mock at sin, but favor is among the righteous. He took that work of the law away that you and I now may have the rest of grace and favor in our life and rest. Turn to somebody and say, are you resting? You can be resting physically, but still be exerting your mind trying to figure it out. God says, don't try to figure it out. My plans are above your plans, but what you need to do is rest in my grace because my favor is on you. Oh, y'all hear what I'm saying. We do not have to work to reach a particular point before we receive favor. Favor is like a laser beam, and it finds us wherever we are. The law of first mention in the Bible is so critically important. When you find a first mention of something in the Bible, you need to underline it because it's vitally important. You receive so much nuggets out of it. You know where grace was first found in the Bible? Turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. This is where grace was first found. Grace, the mention of grace right here. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. Look at this. God desires that we rest instead of work in our efforts towards him. When we rest, God's favor works everything out on our behalf. You need to chill about your kids. You need to chill about worrying about your finances. God's going to take care of you, amen, because you are in covenant with him. You are a covenant person. You that are sowing and giving, God is going to take care, amen, because you're in covenant with him. But Noah found what? Noah found what? What's grace? God's unmerited favor. First mentioned in the Bible. Noah found what? Found favor. God's unmerited favor. Where? In the sight of the Lord. You know what the name of Noah means? Noah means rest. So you could say that rest found favor in the sight of the Lord. Rest found grace in the sight of the Lord. When it's not our effort any longer, but it's all Jesus. Amen. When it's his will, when it's his purpose in our life, when it's him working on our behalf. Noah rested. Noah found, y'all ain't getting this. Amen. Noah found rest. Noah rested in the man and found grace to accomplish what he had to accomplish. Hallelujah. Look at Deuteronomy 6, 10, 12. Deuteronomy 6, 10, 12. Listen to what Jesus said in this old covenant picture. Praise God. Or God said in this old covenant picture. You could say Jesus. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which you swore to your forefathers. You know, that land was a land of milk and honey, but it was also designed to be the land of rest. The land of rest. He said, when God brings you into this place, he said, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, let me ask, is a gift something you work at, or is it something unearned? It's unearned. To give you what? Large and beautiful cities, which you did what? Which you didn't put any sweat equity into it at all. You just rested. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Listen to this. Houses full of, how many of you women like some nice stuff in your house? Anybody like some nice stuff in your, how many like stainless steel, man? Some granite countertops, you know, all that, you know, nice stuff, nice leather couch. Any women like some nice stuff in your house? Listen to what God told them. He said, notice he didn't say house. He said, houses full of all good things which you did not fill. Wow. This is old covenant. Think of new covenant. God wants to give you some houses. God wants to put you in charge of some cities. Wouldn't it be great to have a Holy Ghost-filled mayor in the city of Fisher or in the city of Indianapolis? Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. God wants to raise you up. Hallelujah. Hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. He says, don't forget who gave you these things. Remember the Lord thy God, hallelujah, who went ahead of you and gave favor to you. When God opens that door, you say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for opening that door. God, you're the door opener in my life. God, you're the one who gives favor in my life with men and others. God, I thank you for that today. Even my enemies will be at peace with me because I have favor with you today. God's favor is prearranged, hallelujah, and we walk it out by faith in our lives. Faith in his grace. God knew us before we were even born. He approved us. Hallelujah. He said, I've got favor for you. I've chosen you. Amen. Get up and walk in what I've ordained you for. Favor in your life. Anybody expecting it? Amen. Who wants to receive it? Man, I want to receive it. Don't you? Amen. It's God's extraordinary favor showing up on your behalf. Opening those doors. Amen. Giving us things that we didn't even deserve. We say, thank you, Lord, for that favor in our lives. Amen. Lord, I receive it. I expect it. Amen. And as it comes into my life, I give it away to others and I bless others with it as well. Amen. Because I am the favorite of the Lord. Favor over my children. Excelling in every area of my life and their lives. Favor over our grandchildren. Anybody got some grandchildren need some favor on? Amen. Favor over those kids, man. Extraordinary kids. Daniel and his team of men were extraordinary young men. God's favor was upon them. David was favored when he went out there to fight that giant. Amen. He was favored. God's favor's on you today. The lion's mouth was shut because God's favor's on you today. Amen. He might roar once in a while, but you put him back in his place. You remind him of who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. And because of that righteousness and that unconditional love God has for you, you are favored today. Favored in your relationship with your husband and wife. Doing favors for one another. Amen. God's favor. Stand this morning. Hallelujah. Give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, raise your hands this morning. Declare out of your mouth, I am favored of the Lord. Favor follows me wherever I go. Favor goes before me. Favor is opening up doors that no man can shut. Favor's on my job. I elevate. I increase. I'm blessed because of Jesus and favor. Favor's on my body. No disease. shall attack me. Come nigh my dwelling, because favor's on me. Wow, hallelujah. Favor's on my finances. My finances increase. Doesn't matter what the economy's doing. Because of God's favor, my finances are increasing. I'm increased to be a blessing, to have more than enough. Thank you, Lord, for favor. Favor finding me. Lord, I find the best deal, the best bargain. Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, I have favor. Favor with my friends. Favor with my family. I'm favored all around. Your favor encompasses me like a shield. I receive it today. I receive it today. I receive it today. In Jesus' name, I am favored. I am favored. I am favored. In Jesus' name. Woo! Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Man. Man, you're favored today. Man, turn to five people this morning and say, I'm favored. How about you? Praise God. Hallelujah. If you need prayer for healing today, we're here to pray for you. Praise God. We're here to agree with you. Amen. You are loved this morning. Shake hands. Get to know somebody today. Tell them they're favored of the Lord.